Aval im tzir hamuskolos yischayev laharchik rov hatanugim agufiyim. Says the Rambam that in order to properly form conceptual thoughts, you have to distance from yourself physical pleasure. Right, we spoke about last week, last time we learned, we spoke about how the Rambam speaks here about the purpose of man. Everything has a purpose, and the purpose of man, all of the early philosophers determined that the purpose of man is for him to develop his mind. And the greatest thing that he can use his mind for is to get a conception of the divine, to understand God, to get an understanding of God, of the divine. And now the Rambam tells us, but how does one go about doing this? So the Rambam says that the way that a person really develops his mind, the first step is that he has to remove from himself materialism. The Rambam says materialism prevents the development of the mind. Now, the Rambam, who we usually think of, you know, Shil Azov, very even-keeled, right down the middle path, no extremism. So there is a strain of asceticism within the Rambam's writings. And it, you see it every once in a while, the denial of materialism. And you see that all the time. You see that once in a while in the Rambam. So here the Rambam says that a person needs to distance tanuk. Now, tanuk, depends on how you define tanuk. Does tanuk mean any enjoyment? Does tanuk mean luxury? But listen to this line. Ki tchilas haseichel yitzayer, because it's obvious, it's true, that churban hanefesh is betikun haguf. V'tikun hanefesh bechurban haguf. Wow, what a statement. The destruction of the spiritual is by strengthening the physical. And the strengthening of the spiritual is through the destruction of the physical. It is a mutually exclusive relationship, or relationship between you and your soul. You cannot indulge in physicality and at the same time also expect to reach great spiritual heights. I don't think the Rambam here means that you shouldn't take care of your body, and you shouldn't eat healthy, and you shouldn't exercise properly. But what he means is that a person, if you are indulging in the physical, so you can't get pshat niktos in papagayos. That's just basically the way it works. You can't be sitting there pigging out an all you can eat and expect to get pshat. This is actually a sforno of a Torah. Sforno also, not that this whole distinction between rationalists and spiritualists. So whether how much of that is real and how much of that is a fabrication, and it's just to, in order to create categories. But the sforno, if you had to put the sforno into a camp, you would definitely put him into the rationalist camp. And the sforno comments on the pasuk in the end of the Torah, at the end of the Torah, Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivat. Vayishman Yeshurun. Yeshurun got fat. Vayivat. And they rebelled. So usually we see that that means that when a person chases after monetary success and physicality, so it often leads to an idea of kocham v'yotzim yadi, and you forget Hashem. That's the standard interpretation of that pasuk. But the sforno says that when a person gets fat, literally, when you sit and you eat, so you're not able to understand the dakus of learning bi'iyun, is basically what he says. He says that pasuk is specifically for chachamim, that Yeshurun is referenced to chachamim. And if chachamim are indulging in the physical, so it prevents their ability, it leads to their inability to really get to the amkos of a sugya. Sha'adam kishyarodev tavos umagbir amugoshos alamuskolos umavid sichlo letavosov. Because when a person is chasing after taiva and his emotions are overpowering his intellectual perceptions, and he's mavid sichlo letavosov. This is very interesting. When I was working on the Neshama, I think I quoted this passage. I mean, I know I quoted this passage. And the editor, who I was very impressed with her, just from her editing work, I never even met her, but her editing work, she did a very, very good job. And one of the things that she picked up on, and this word, mavid sichlo letavosav. The word mavid sichlo letavosav is definitely not, I don't think it's a modern Hebrew usage. So if you look at the footnote here, they switch it to mishabed. You're mishabed your seichel to your taivas, meaning you make your seichel, your eved to your taivas. So she asked if it should be mavid, and maybe it should be mavir. You're mavir seichel to taivas, so you hand over your intellect to your emotions. So I thought that was a very like sharp reading by her. You know, she was an English editor, but I put Hebrew into the book. You know, every time I put an English quote, I put the Hebrew. So she read through the Hebrew quotes, and she picked up on this. And Umavid, she wrote a note, should this be Umavir? So I looked, read right away in some other printings, and it said Mavir. Now you realize a ratio of Dalit can easily be exchanged, because it's pretty much the same letter, just a little chuchuk at the end for the Dalit. So I looked in like the standard edition in the back. I didn't have this on me at the time when she sent me the file. I opened up a Gebrochel. In the back, you have the Rambam Sakram with the Mishnah, and there, I believe in the standard printing, it says Mavir. But in here, it says Umavid. So I don't know which one is the right girsa exactly. Remember, it was written in Arabic, so we have to go see if the Arabic word for pass or the Arabic word for mishabed is there. But anyway, ad shiachsor lios kebehema asher lo tzitzayr lenafsha el achilu shtiyah v'tashmish. So the Rambam here is not explaining this. This is not like a mystical explanation. He's not saying that you got to choose. You're either a guf or a neshama, and if you focus on the guf, then you can't have a neshama. That's not what he's saying. He's saying that it's almost like a psychological thing, or a sociological, or you know, human behavior point. A person who is not in control of his physicality, his materialism, his emotions, that ends up taking up a lot of your time, and it ends up overpowering you. If a guy is obsessed with a girl, so he doesn't sleep and he doesn't do his regular thing, because all he's doing is thinking about her, he's planning how can I meet up with her, how can I talk to her, and he gets lovesick and he can't accomplish things. And eventually, if a person's always giving into your physical, so we all know that if you allow the physical room, so it takes over. So too, he says, you'll eventually become like an animal, and all you'll think about is eating and drinking and tashmish. Bo lo yizvada azakoch aloki, and certainly if you do that, you're not going to be developing the spiritual divine part of you, your neshama, your intellect. That's not going to be what you're going to be developing if this is your focus, eating, drinking, and tashmish. You're not going to be focusing on the seichel. It's a very poetic line. And you will revert to being like a forsaken being that is floating in the sea of nothingness. Meaning you're a waste of mass and matter because you didn't use your... You didn't come to your potential. So now you see from everything I've told you that tachlis olam v'chol asher bo, the purpose of everything of the world and everything that's in it, is who? The ish chacham v'tov, he who is wise and good. So wise and good, you see two things here. First of all, you have to be an intellect and you have to be thinking, but you also have to be good. This is where anyone who wants to falsely say that the Rambam only cares about the development of the intellect. So you see right here in this line that that's not true. Because you have to be wise, but wise is only half the story. You also have to be good, which means that the wisdom that you learn, you have to put into practice. I would be amiss not to tell you the famous story, if you haven't heard it already, about Bertrand Russell, the famous Princeton philosopher. It's a very, very quick story. He was an ethicist. You've heard it before. I've told it before, okay. He was an ethicist, and he was caught having an extramarital affair. And when he was questioned about it, they said to him, you know, you're an ethicist. How in the world can you, of all people, have an extramarital affair? You teach about ethics. And he sharply responded, my friend so-and-so is a professor in the math department. Why don't you ask him why he's not a triangle? Meaning, I teach math. Doesn't mean I have to become a triangle. So I teach ethics. That doesn't mean I have to be ethical. So that story is the absolute opposite of what we teach in Torah. That Torah is not just about amassing material. It's amassing material in order. Asher bara Elokim lasos, that we are supposed to do. It actually says regarding Bezalel, we have the Zvar Torah for the Parsha also with this. It says about Bezalel that he was choshev machshavot lasos. Uses both terms. Those are the two verbs that are identified about Bezalel. That he's choshev machshavos and he's lasos, he does. Which means that it's great to have ideas and to think big and to do things and to become a big talmid chacham, but it's equally important lasos, to put it into practice. V'kasher yisbar l'yishumi min ha'adam, when a person takes into account, when he realizes that you are a human, part of the human species, you're one of those people who are distinguished by chachma and maisa. Ratzalomar by chachma, To try to understand things to the degree that they are, that's what knowledge is. Knowledge is understanding something to the degree that it is. To understand something. And to grasp that which man is able to grasp. That's what it means, chachma. V'hamaisa, tikun v'yishur advar mativiyim. To make straight and to fix the things about yourself. Shelo yashatuf v'tanugim. You shouldn't be obsessed with tanugim, with indulgences and vices. Ushelo yikach mehem elamash yeh bo tikun gufo v'tikun midos of kulam. And you should learn and teach yourself to only take from the material that which you need for tikkun aduf and tikkun midos, meaning you need to eat in order to be healthy. So we're not saying you shouldn't eat, but you have to learn how to take from the eating only what you need in order to survive, in order to be healthy and to be strong and to be excited. And if you're able to do these two things, these two simple things, chachma, figure everything out to the degree that it can be known, and maisa, only use the physical in order to be able to live and to produce spiritually and to straighten your midos and to live a good life, a proper life. So then you are tachlis v'ua chayfetz. You are the focus of the world and you are the chayfetz. You are what Hashem desires. We don't only know this from the Nevi'im. It's posh if you read through the Nevi'im that you'll realize that ish chacham v'tov is what we're looking for. Even the chachmei umos that are always changing. You know, this philosopher is in style now and different philosopher. About chofos means that they're always changing. Even those who weren't educated by the Nevi'im and didn't study, you know, theological studies. Still, you're only shalim when you've developed your rational thinking, your mind, and your behavior. And I it'll be enough for me to share with you what the great philosopher Aristotle said. The desire of God is to be knowledgeable, pious people. Well-versed, pious people. Which is the two things that the Rambam just spoke about. The intellect and proper behavior. But if a person is a chacham and a novel, he's very knowledgeable, but he seeks after taivos, that's not a real chacham. Bertram Russell was not a real chacham. Shetchilas hachacham v'chayev shlo yikach adam mima'adonim agufaniyim elamash yesh bo tikun sorach gufo. That you only take what you need. U'kishinefarish m'seches avos nashlam zeonya nivareo. And when we teach m'seches avos, so we'll talk about this topic more, k'fima shuroi. V'chei matzanu sh'an novi hashim k'choshav lo'ovon l'mish is ha'alel shu chacham v'hu morei v'mitzvos m'vakish tavos nafsho. And in fact, the novi, Yirmiyahu, as we're about to read, so he pointed an accusatory finger. He was not happy. He faulted the person who was a great chacham and yet didn't keep the mitzvos and was always chasing after taiva. And this is the famous pasuk, Eicha somru. This is not the famous pasuk. Think about Eicha somru chachamim anachnu b'tarz Hashem itanu. How can you go around saying, oh, we're knowledgeable. Look, I'm a big Talmud Chacham. I know Maseches Yevamos. I know Baba Basra. I know this Chakira. I know that Chakira. Hinei b'davar Hashem Masu. How can you be such a... proclaim your piety or your Chachma when Dvar Hashem, your Masu, when the actual Dvar Hashem, you despise and you don't keep it. V'chachma s'ma lohem. V'chenim yeh adam k'mochein oved v'nazir u'marchik ma'adonim. And so too in the other way. If a person is an Oved, he's an Oved Hashem, does the mitzvos, he's a Nazir, which the Rambam seems to be saying is a positive thing. You distance yourself from Ta'anugei Olam Hazeh. And you're Marchik HaMa'adonim, and you distance the pleasures.
Slicha? The Mishnah Torah also says it's positive. No, the Ramban says maybe.
The Nazir, the Ramban says that the reason why the Nazir, the question is why the Nazir brings a Karban Chatas. The Ramban says he brings a Karban Chatas because he stopped being a Nazir. Which means that the Ramban is saying that it's very good to be a Nazir.
Rashi quotes. Doesn't Rashi quote a Shita that brings a Nazir because he refrains from
that he has
same pleasures?
Yes, and the Rambam quotes that. The Rambam also, I mean, it's really, you should know, we always talk about this as a Machlokas Rishonim, it's just different days in the Gemara. It's Tanoim. It's not Rishonim. It's Tanoim in the Gemara. So it's a Braisa. So one of the Tanoim says the reason you're burying it is because you were, I believe, that you were Porish from being a Nazir. You were on such a high level and you left it, you ditched it. The Rambam, though, quotes from one of the other Tanoim who says that you do, you bring it because you became a Nazir. So it's a little bit of a steer to what he's saying here. Because the Rambam there says that a Nazir is not a healthy thing to do. It's an extremist. So, Lechor, when he says Nazir, again, Nazir is not the word that he used. He used an Arabic word. This is the translation. And Nazir, Lechor, means that he distances it in a way that's healthy. He doesn't go to an extreme. Umarchika ma'adonim, levad mimashi etzarech letikun gufo, except for, obviously, the things that he needs. V'holech minhogim hatfiyim kulam al kava yosher. Umachzik benom amidos kulam. He's doing everything right. And he has great midos. Aval ein lo chochma. But he's doesn't know anything. Gamze chasra shlemos. You're also chasra shlemos. Listen to what he says right now. Aval hu yoter shalem in a rishon. But he's better than the first guy. The Talmud chacham, or the knowledgeable Talmud scholar, who doesn't keep the mitzvos, and doesn't work on his midos. So he's worse than the simpleton who's got good midos and works on himself. Ach ma'isav shu osa enam al derech nechona v'lo al derech emes v'al ken amu chachamim al shalom ein bor yarechet. So, furthermore, this person will not probably do ma'isim completely right. Because if you're not really knowledgeable about halacha, and you're not really knowledgeable about philosophy and emotional wisdom, you're not really going to be able to have good midos. You're not really going to be able to do the mitzvos. The reason you're doing it is because you've been trained to what's the right thing to do. So that's not bad, but that's not the true ma'ilo. V'yachen amru chachamim aleihem hashalom. We say in Pirkei Avos, ein bur yarechet v'lo am ha'aretz chasid. If you're not ma'aretz, you can't be a chasid, because you have to have knowledge in order to know what to do. Kasher be'arnu. Anyone who says about a guy who's an Am Aretz, but he's a really good guy, anyone who calls him a chassid, so you are, it's a disgrace to the rabbis. Because in order to be a chassid, you also have to be knowledgeable. V'al kein, timtza tzivay b'chol ha-Torah, ulimadetem osam. The achar kein la asosan. You'll find that often the psukim will talk about learning and then doing. Maybe chachma kodem ha'maisa, shebachachma yagia ha'adam la'maisa. Because by having good knowledge, you will come to proper actions. This is the famous discussion in the end of the first paragraph of Kiddushin, when they had the question in the attic, in Lud, I believe, they wanted to know what's more important. Is it chachma, Talmud, or is it Maisa? And it said you should do Talmud, because Talmud is maybe the Dimaisa. We shouldn't really answer the question, because Lechora, what's the answer to the question then? Maisa is more important. Which one's more important, Talmud or Maisa? So the Gemara answers, Talmud, because Talmud leads to Maisa. So the Bali Tosfos right away comment, well, what does that mean? That means that Maisa is more important. Why didn't he answer Talmud? He should have said Maisa. But you should do Talmud, because Talmud leads to Maisa. But he doesn't say that. He says, which one's more important? He says, Talmud, because Talmud means Maisa. So it could be that the question really was the whole time, which one is not philosophically more valuable? The question was, which one is better to do, practically? And the answer is, it's better to learn, because if you learn, you'll do the Maisa better. Okay. V'nishar b'kan she'ila achas. This is a great question. We have 4 minutes. There's an amazing question that we still have to answer. V'hu? You already told me, and that's how we got into this whole discussion about man and his purpose, that Hashem didn't create anything for no reason. You also told me that the most important creation, at least down in this world, is man. And the purpose of man is to develop his intellect and develop his midos. V'im kein. Why in the world did Hashem create so many people that are not doing what they're supposed to be doing? I was with my family recently. We were flying from America. We had a stop over in Brussels, the Netherlands, I think. Belgium. Yeah. at Amsterdam is the Netherlands, right? Brussels is the capital of Belgium. So we were in Belgium, and we were in the airport, and like some of my family like commented, like, wow, there's so many people in the world. Now you think about like all the people you see walking through airports. There are hundreds, thousands of airports, and that's just the airports. It's tons of people. You know, when you're flying on the plane, you're flying for 10 hours, you look down, and for sometimes for like hours at a time, you're flying over towns and towns and towns. Each of those towns are filled with people. So many people in the world. Why are there so many people in the world? Vanu roim shirov b'nei adam arumim min ha'arama v'rekim min ha'chachma. And if you look around, you know, walk around the streets of New York City, you see that most people, it just depends where you walk, but most people are not spending their lives dedicating it to the development of the intellect. We have two categories. People are dedicating their minds to the development of the intellect and to their midos. And other people who are chasing after olam haza and luxury. So, which one is which? Next time, I mean, don't do this, obviously, but, you know, next time you have YouTube, and you can choose. You can either go, you know, Harvard University puts up some of their lectures. There's some great lectures they put up. They have lecture series that they put up. Why don't you go to the Harvard lecture series and take a look at how many hits it has, okay? And then go to, you know, your favorite inappropriate YouTube video with females in it and take a look how many hits there are. I have a feeling that there are going to be a lot more hits for the second category than the first category. You know, on YouTube, the Harvard lectures don't get as many hits as the inappropriate videos that are on YouTube. Why? Because it's poshet. Rov b'nei Adam are not spending their lives chasing after midos tovos and chachmi yaseira. That's not what gets them out of bed in the morning. So the Rambam's question, why are all these people in existence, if that's the purpose of them, and Hashem didn't create people for no reason, so why do all these people exist? Hachacham, ha'ish, hachacham, ha'mois ba'olam, and the chacham, the ish, who despises the world, and now he doesn't mean despise the world, but means distance himself from physicality, is yachid ben arabim, lo yimtzel echad bidor, mehadoros. You find a person who does it really well, you find one in the generation. So why in the world are there a billion people, right? Okay, stop here for a second, right?